From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered an investigation into several cyber attacks blamed on Russia during this year's presidential election. White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said the review would look at the tactics, targets, key actors, and the U.S. government's response to the recent email hacks. He added this is not an attempt to change the result, but an attempt to make sure U.S. elections are fair and free.
So as we've made clear, we are committed to ensuring the integrity of our elections, and this report will dig into this pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to our elections, take stock of our defensive capabilities, and capture lessons learned to make sure that we brief members of Congress and stakeholders as appropriate.
U.S. intelligence officials had accused Russia of hacking into Democratic officials' email accounts in an attempt to interfere with the presidential campaign. The transition team of President-elect Donald Trump said that he had won with the largest electoral college margin in history, and it's, quote, time to make America great again. Ghana's longtime opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo has won the presidency on his third attempt, defeating incumbent President John Mahama. Mahama conceded defeat Friday evening and telephoned congratulations to his opponent. The previous president had acted just before the Electoral Commission officially announced Akufo-Addo as the winner with 53.85% of the vote. Mahama was seeking a second term as Ghana's leader. The West African country is a major exporter of oil, gold, and cocoa. Akufo-Addo, a former foreign minister, had accused Mahama and his party of incompetence. This is VOA.